proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Today we look at the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, known as God the Son. In John chapter 3, he is identified as the only begotten Son of God the Father. That is to say, unique in his character, unique in who he is and what he does. He is unlike those who become part of the family of God through adoption. As the Son of God, Jesus Christ is equal to God the Father, the first person of the Trinity. Yet he subordinated himself unto his Father. The 14th chapter of John, for instance, he informed his disciples, quote, "My Father is greater than I," unquote. The Greek word translated as greater appeared in that verse with reference to rank or authority. Just as in the military, one individual may outrank another, but not necessarily be a superior individual to that other. The superlative word for great is greatest. It's used in a similar sense in the 22nd chapter of Luke's Gospel. The Saviors argued amongst themselves as to which of them would be greatest in the kingdom of God. Indeed, the mother of James and John actually asked Jesus Christ if her sons could have preeminent positions in his coming kingdom. She understood that the degree of rank was the issue at hand, and asked Jesus Christ to pull rank, as it were, and name her sons in positions of subordination under him. Keep in mind that the word subordinate is not synonymous to the term inferior. In chapter 9 of Isaiah, the prophet wrote a passage about the coming Messiah, which we can apply to Jesus Christ, God the Son. Here are the names ascribed to him in Isaiah chapter 9. Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Over the course of his earthly ministry, Jesus Christ said things and did things that demonstrated his fitness to bear those appellations. Let's look at each of these traits as they apply to Jesus Christ. Wonderful. Jesus Christ was indeed wonderful in the literal sense of that word, that is to say, full of wonders. On the day of Pentecost, according to Acts chapter 2, Peter alluded to Jesus Christ as a man approved by signs and wonders. In the first chapter of Mark's Gospel, those who witnessed the Savior's miracles marveled, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." He was wonderful in that he exercised dominion, authority in the spiritual realm, to the point where even demons obeyed Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ also showed his wonders with his own disciples. When the Lord calmed the raging sea, as recorded in the 8th chapter of Matthew, his own disciples wondered, quote, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Unquote. Jesus Christ indeed supported his ministry, verified it, by the signs and wonders which he showed. In so doing, he proved to others that he was indeed whom he claimed to be, the Son of God and God the Son, the second person of the Trinity. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.